When a person has a sore throat, though, and he might laryngitis or tonsillitis, and he talks like this, you might say he's hoarse. You know? And this is this is just one.
That's your upper plate.
Yeah, or just one.
Huh?
One what? Just one. You know, this is just one.
Well, I don't know just exactly there what you mean. Okay. I've got false teeth. Oh, it's my upper plate. My lower plate.
Sure, upper plate. But originally you had the doctor pull out, the dentist would pull out a.
Well, then right here be your eye tooth.
Yeah.
And between your eye teeth here is your front teeth. And
okay.
After you get behind that be your jaw teeth. And later on in life, I don't know whether you ever had it or not, I have. Your wisdom teeth comes out when you get up about grunt.
Sure.
Oh, I had my first.
What about the things up above the teeth up here?
That's your gums.
Okay. Now the if a person goes like this, you'd say he has a.
They call that a hacking cough, calls from smoking cigarettes.
Okay. and a person can't hear, you'd say he's
deaf.
Okay.
And he can't talk, he's dumb.
Okay.
Deaf and dumb.
All right, and then a large sore that has a core in it.
That's a boil. There used to be plenty of them. That's caused from your blood. But that you don't hear of that anymore. Used to, they'd, and then they used to, people would have on the backs of neck and used to about kill them. Some of them would kill them and call them carbuncles. I don't know whatever caused that. They'd be old something that'd have to shave your head. I've seen two or three people with that.
What do you call that stuff in a boil?
Huh?
The stuff that comes out of a boil.
I don't know. I've had them one time. They call it just old, some kind of old corruption. I don't know what the right name would be for it. Just old bloody looking stuff would come out of it.
If a person is shot by or somebody shoots someone with a rifle or something, you'd say he suffered a bullet.
Bullet wound and what they'd put in the papers nowadays.
And then especially years ago, if a wound didn't heal right, you would get that crusty stuff around the edge.
Well, sometimes they'd take blood poison.
Yeah, but this is a kind of flesh that grows around the wound, and they used to have to try to burn it off sometimes with alum. They'd burn it off.
Yeah, something like that, you know. Used to, people had to do their own doctrine. They'd use a whole lot of things.
Yeah. Well,
this one time there used to be tell you something sort of funny. There used to be an old doctor that lived right across this mountain between here in Gatlinburg, Starkey, and he doctored with herbs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody had got the big sore, you know. People used to get sores and they wouldn't heal up. And that old man told him he could cure them. And he's asking him, what do you do? Well, he said, the first thing I'd do, he said, I'd heat iron red hot, and he said, I'd burn that out. And then he said, I'd doctor for the burn. He said, I'm hell on burns. He said, I'd doctor for the burn.
Did they ever have any stuff they call proud flesh?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, it's just something that'll get in there and just won't heal up till you get that out. Now, that's where they used to use alum or something other on that. Alum's one of the best things in the country. I used to use it on horses' shoulders where they'd skin them. And that alum is one of the best healing things I ever used just for whatever you, for country people that didn't have a doctor or something.
Well, what would you call that stuff, that kind of skin?
Huh?
That skin we were talking about?
Well, now, I don't know. That proud flesh would just get in there. I don't know what to
try. And then another kind of stuff that you put on a cut, used to burn and you get in a little bottle. It's kind of brownish in color. That you might put on a bad cut to make sure it wouldn't get infected.
Well, that's iodine.
Yeah, and then
people quit and got to using that McCurricron. It's a whole lot better up there.
Yeah.
A bottle of a little in it.